WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, yesterday afternoon, Atlantic did very well in the Trojan Betty Heflin Golf Tournament held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club as Atlantic won the meet with a 351 total. That was 50 strokes better than runner-up Harlan, who shot 401. Clarinda with a 412 was third. Norwalk, Shenandoah, Winterset, Denison, and Glenwood round out the rest of the teams. Creston and Nottoway Valley had individuals participating, but not enough to post a team score. Atlantic did very well up at the top individually as well, as they took the top four places yesterday in that meet. Bailey Walter shot 85 for the Trojans, and she won medalist honors. Brooke Fletcher, her teammate, shot 86 and was the runner-up. Caitlin Walter of Atlantic shot 90 for third place, while Shelby Worth also posted 90 for Atlantic, and she placed fourth. Kate Shomers of Harlan shot 98 for fifth place. Courtney Linen of Harlan, Bailey Nielsen of Harlan, Corey Woodard of Clarinda, Heather Offert of Clarinda, and Rachel Cook of Denison round out the top 10 individuals in that meet yesterday. Also in high school track last night, Audubon hosting its relays. On the girls' side, it was Trainer winning the team title with 147 points. Griswold, the runner-up, with 132. Audubon placed third with 73 points. Tri-Center with 71 was fourth. AHST, Missouri Valley, Underwood, Riverside round out the top eight teams in that field. Now on the girls' side of that meet yesterday, the individual champions include trainers Shaylee Rath in the high jump. Also in the girls' discus, Molly Kennard of Missouri Valley was the winner. In the girls' long jump, AHST's Johnny Schumann was the champ. In the girls' shot, Amy Lintner of Underwood won the title. Also in the 3,000 meters, Griswold's Rebecca Topham was the winner. Trainer took the 4x800-meter relay title on the girls' side. In the 4x1 shuttle hurdle relay, Trainer was the winner there. Also in the girls' 100 meters, Emma Conkler of Audubon was the champ. In the distance medley relay, it was Griswold winning the title. Rebecca Topham of Griswold won the 400-meter dash. Also in the girls' 4x200-meter relay, it was AHST the champion. The girls' 100-meter hurdles, Lacey Volk of Audubon was the winner. Also in the girls' 800 meters, Tracy Purdy of Trainer was the champ. In the 200-meter dash, Emma Conkler of Audubon was the winner. Rebecca Topham of Griswold won the 400-meter hurdle event on the girls' side. Also in the girls' sprint medley, it was Trainer the champ. The 1,500-meter champ was Rebecca Topham of Griswold. Also in the girls' 4x100, Audubon won that race, and Tri-Center took the girls' 4x400-meter relay title. Also last night on the boys' side, it was Trainer winning the team title with 120 points. Riverside was runner-up with 110. Tri-Center was 86 for third. Griswold with 68 points was fourth. Missouri Valley, AHST, Underwood, and Audubon round out the rest of the field in that order. Also in the Western Iowa Conference meetup at Audubon last night, the boys' champions individually include Connor Meese of Trainer in the high jump. Also in the boys' discus, Bill Price of AHST wins the title. In the boys' long jump, Trainer's Dane Livengood was the winner. Taylor Herman of Missouri Valley won the boys' shot put title. Also last night, the 4x800-meter relay winner was Riverside. Also on the boys' side, in the 3,200 meters, John Gunderson of Riverside won the title. In the boys' 4x100-meter shuttle hurdle relay, it was Trainer winning the championship. In the boys' 100-meter dash, Taylor Bryles of Griswold was the champion. Also in the 400 meters, Quentin Keck of Trainer wins the title. In the 4x200-meter relay, it was Tri-Center squad winning. Also in the 110 high hurdles, Connor Meese of Trainer was the champion. John Gunderson of Riverside won the 1,600-meter title. Also in the 200-meter dash, Baron Norman of Missouri Valley won the championship. 400-meter hurdles went to Trainer's Quentin Keck. Also in the boys' distance medley, Riverside won that event. In the 800 meters, Cade Cleveland of Riverside was the champion. In the boys' 4x100-meter relay, AHST won the crown. And in the 4x400-meter relay, it was Trainer capturing the championship in that event. Also, the team scores at the Pride of Iowa Conference meet yesterday held at Martinsdale St. Mary's High School saw Mount Air win the team title with 109 points. Martinsdale St. Mary's the runner-up with 84. Wayne was third with 80. Nottoway Valley was fourth with 61. I-35, Bedford, Pleasantville, Central Decatur, Southeast Warren, Corning, and East Union round out the rest of the field. In high school soccer action last night, Kemper Catholic beat Denison 5-0 in girls action. Also in boys action, it was Denison over Kemper Catholic 2-0. In tennis last night, girls action saw Audubon beat Corning 5-4, while Lewis Central over Denison 5-4. In boys tennis, Denison defeats Shenandoah by a score of 6-3. Well, the state dual team wrestling tournament will remain on the day before the individual tournament begins. The Iowa High School Athletic Association moved the event to Des Moines last year in hopes of boosting attendance, but it also caused some controversy after some teams rested their state qualifiers.
Following the tournaments this year, we took a look at the information that we had and visited with our wrestling coaches advisory committee and just decided that we really felt like it was in the right spot to make it a marquee event.
That's Alan Besty of the IHSAA, who says the coaches view the individual tournament as the most important one.
And I think that's probably the case in wrestling in general, is that, you know, the mark that every wrestler wants to achieve is they want to be an individual state champion. And so coaches have to make decisions now with the duels on Wednesday and the individual tournament Thursday through Saturday on what's more important. Is it the team to try to involve all of the kids who are involved in wrestling at your school, or is it the individuals who are vying for that individual state title?
Besty realizes that some coaches could choose to rest their state qualifiers again next year.
That's a tough choice, and it's a tough decision for coaches to make, and so we feel bad for that reason, but it also solved a lot of issues for coaches when we used to have the team tournament, you know, the week after the individual tournament. That caused some issues as well.
Besty says there's no way to satisfy everyone and keep both tournaments the same week. Illinois basketball coach John Gross says sophomore guard and Champaign native Ravonte Rice will transfer to Illinois from Drake at the end of the semester. Rice led Drake with 16.8 points a game last season, averaging 5.8 rebounds. Under NCAA rules for transfers, he'll have to sit out next season. Gross called Rice an impact player and a natural scorer. The first-year Illinois coach also praised Rice's aggressiveness for the Bulldogs. And while Rice won't be able to help for a year, the Illini lacked shooters and ball handlers during the 17-15 season that cost Bruce Weber his job and brought Gross from Ohio. Illinois this week also added another guard, Mike LaTulip of Mount Prospect High School. He'll be a preferred walk-on. In the NBA last night, Paul Pierce poured in 36 points at the Boston Celtics, wiped out Atlanta's 11-point lead in the second half, even without star point guard Rajon Rondo, stunning the Hawks 87-80 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Rondo was suspended for the game after bumping a referee in the series opener. The Hawks appeared to be in control when they pushed out to a 65-54 lead late in the third, but Boston sliced it to 5 by the end of the period, and Pierce led a dominating fourth period. Elsewhere in first-round playoff action, the Philadelphia 76ers took advantage of the absence of Chicago All-Star guard Derrick Rose and routed the Bulls 109-92 to even that series at a game apiece. The Sixers torched the Bulls by shooting 59% from the field. Rose suffered a season-ending left knee injury in the closing moments of the Bulls' Game 1 victory. Los Angeles Lakers rode a 38-point effort from Kobe Bryant to beat Denver 104-100 to take a 2-0 lead in their first-round Western Conference playoff series. Game 3 will be in Denver on Friday night. In other NBA news, Amari Stoudemire of the Knicks will miss Thursday night's Game 3 against the Heat after cutting his hand after he punched the glass case surrounding a fire extinguisher after Sunday's Game 2 loss in Miami. Stoudemire had a small muscle repaired Tuesday after meeting with a hand specialist in New York. Tyson Chandler has been voted the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year for his impact on the New York Knicks. The Knicks went from tied for 27th in the NBA in opponent points per game last season to 11th in their first season with Chandler at center. Greg Popovich has done it again. He's the NBA Coach of the Year after leading the San Antonio Spurs to 50 wins in a lockout-shortened season and the number one seed in the Western Conference. Popovich also won the award in 2003 when San Antonio won its second of four championships. USA Basketball Chairman Jerry Colangelo says the Americans probably will add one or two players to their Olympic roster pool after a series of injuries. The U.S. announced 20 finalists in January, but they've since lost at least four candidates. Starting center Dwight Howard had back surgery, and point guard Derrick Rose tore a knee ligament following previous injuries to Chauncey Billups and LaMarcus Aldridge. The deadline for roster additions is June 18th. Adam Larson and David Clarkson scored their first goals of the postseason as the New Jersey Devils rode a four-goal outburst in the final period in a 4-1 win over the Philadelphia Flyers to square their Eastern Conference semifinal series at a game apiece last night. Game 3 is set for Thursday night in New Jersey. Well, the new trophy for the winner of the Iowa-Iowa State game will depict the team's mascots after that design won an online vote in a landslide. Officials asked fans to submit ideas for a new trophy after the original was derided locally and nationally for being unveiled last summer. The Iowa Corn Growers Association, which sponsors the rivalry, worked with a local design firm to whittle fan submissions into six concepts. A 10-person panel made up of those connected with the Iowa and Iowa State schools selected three of those to be put to an online vote. The winning design finished with just over 8,000 votes, while the other two designs combined for just a little more than 2,200. A former Iowa State cornerback, Leonard Johnson, has signed as a free agent with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Johnson started 44 games for the Cyclones and had 247 tackles and 6 interceptions. Many thought he'd be selected in last week's NFL draft, but Johnson was passed over. Iowa State says former offensive lineman Hayworth Hicks has also signed a free agent deal. Hicks will go to training camp with the Indianapolis Colts in hopes of landing a roster spot. Well, just as he was when he was an undergraduate at Southern California, Matt Leinart is going to be backing up Carson Palmer in the NFL. The Raiders signed Leinart to a deal following a workout. Leinart has started only 7 games in the past 5 seasons. He dislocated his left shoulder in his first start for Houston last year, but he proved that he was healthy enough for the Raiders. Elsewhere, the Buffalo Bills report on their website that free agent quarterback Vince Young is traveling to Buffalo to work out with the team as a possible backup to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Minnesota Vikings running back Caleb King was cut 3 days after being arrested in an alleged beating outside a birthday party last weekend. The Washington Redskins have released veteran Jabbar Gaffney, their leading receiver last season. He made 68 catches for 947 yards and 5 TDs last year. Also, the New York Jets have signed veteran kicker Josh Brown, bringing in an experienced leg to compete with incumbent Nick Folk for the starting job. In baseball last night, Adam Wainwright worked 7 solid innings for his first win since September 10th, as the Cardinals also got big nights from David Freese and Matt Holliday to beat the Pirates 10-7. Freese hit his 6th homer and 3rd in 5 games. It was a tie-breaking 3-run shot in the 5th. Holliday homered in the 6th off Jared Hughes to cap a 3-hit night with a couple of RBIs. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona beat Washington 5-1, Philadelphia over Atlanta 4-2, Houston beat New York 6-3, Dodgers over the Rockies 7-6, Padres beat Milwaukee 2-0, Miami over San Francisco 2-1, and the Cubs and the Reds were rained out. In the American League, Austin Jackson had 4 hits, and Rick Porcello pitched 8 strong innings, leading the Detroit Tigers past the Kansas City Royals 9-3 last night. Other American League action saw Baltimore beat the Yankees 7-1, Toronto over Texas 8-7, Oakland beat the Red Sox 5-3, Tampa Bay over Seattle 3-1, the White Sox beat the Indians 7-2, and the Angels over the Twins 4-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Iowa beat Memphis 13-4, Nashville a winner over Omaha 8-5. The St. Louis Cardinals are wasting no time honoring Tony La Russa, announcing that they'll retire their former manager's number 10 later this month. La Russa retired last fall after leading the franchise to a 2nd World Series title in his 16 seasons. He left the game ranked 3rd all-time in managerial victories, trailing only Connie Mack and John McGraw. The jersey will be retired May 11th, prior to the Cardinals' game against the Atlanta Braves. La Russa's number will become the 12th retired by the Cardinals and the 1st since Whitey Herzog's number 24 in 2010. And they're the only managers who did not play for the team to have their uniform numbers retired. Well, the season opener is less than 3 weeks away for the Iowa Speedway, which begins 2012 under new leadership. Doug Fritz was named CEO back in October. He's the former president of the Richmond International Raceway and says everything he heard about the Iowa Speedway has turned out to be true.
I will tell you, it's one of the best facilities in the country. And so from that standpoint, it wasn't too much of a surprise. I haven't had a chance to get through my first race season yet, so I'm really looking forward to spending time with the race fans and getting to know them. But, you know, I've heard such great things about the fans in the Midwest. They've been so supportive of Iowa Speedway. So all good things. Looking forward to the season starting in about 17 days. And I'll tell you what, May 19th is going to be here, and we're going to open up, and it's going to be a great weekend of racing, May 19th and 20th.
The opening weekend is capped off by the Pioneer Hybrid 250, the first of 2 NASCAR Nationwide Series events at the track this season. Fritz says all of the hard work of the offseason is now coming together. Last year was the first time the track hosted 2 nationwide events, and Fritz says it was a success.
And because the fans wanted more, actually this year we'll be running 2nd weekend for the truck series in September as well. So the fans here, from what I hear, they want more. They want more racing, so we're providing that. So we've got 5 big weekends racing. We open up May 19th and 20th, and then we pretty much run Every month through mid-September.
Nationwide Series returns August 4th, and the IndyCars return June 23rd for the Iowa Corn Indy 250. NASCAR has fined 6 Nationwide Series teams for failing inspection at Richmond International Raceway. The penalties were levied against the 3-car teams for Richard Childress Racing and Turner Motorsports for having front upper bumper covers illegally modified. And trainer Larry Jones says Mark Valesky will not run in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, clearing the way for Dwayne Lucas's Optimizer to join the 20-horse field. Jones says the horse that's named for a friend of the owner wasn't training well enough to win. Jones says he felt the Bay Colt was Derby quality, but he wouldn't be ready for Saturday's race. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.